Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
And being not wanting to forgive, you allow yourself to put gangrene inside your spirit. Gangrene is a death of the body tissue, the lack of blood flow that caused serious bacterial infection. So now by not forgiving, one of the main things that God wants us to do in order to heal, forgiveness is the first step. Prime example, I walked through you with a snake bite. If a snake was to bite you, the first thing they say to do is to move away from the snake. The second step they say was to call 911. Instantly call 911. The next step they say after the snake bite, is to try your hardest to remain calm. A snake just attacked you and put venom inside you. They want you to stay calm, right? The next step, it says, the doctor will give you something that's called anti-venom. Anti-venom, it neutralizes the toxins that affect the venom. So I said, God, what are you showing me with this? He said, if somebody was to hurt you, the first step, it's to call on me. Don't call on your mama. Don't call on your sisters. Don't call on your friends, because somebody just affected you with venom. And the only way you can get rid of this venom is this anti-venom I got that's called forgiveness. What forgiveness does is neutralize the toxicity of the hurts and stop it from spreading. God saying that sometimes when people do you wrong, you ain't got time to call nobody else. You got to call God. If a snake was to bite you, grandma don't have the right remedy for anti-venom. I don't care what grandma may tell you, the only way anti-venom can be out of you is by going to the hospital. God said the only way you can forgive is through him. And I understood that inside my life. I'm saying, God, what do you mean? He said, because if you do not forgive, it spreads. I went the opposite way. I told God at first, I said, God, honestly, I feel you, but I'm not going to go your way. My dad had done me wrong a long time ago, and God was telling me to release my dad from my own prison cell. I said, no, I can't do it, God. And God was showing me you got venom inside you right now that's going to cause gangrene. I didn't understand that all I had to do was forgive to heal. But now understand, here's the steps that was going to happen to you for not forgiving. Understand, I got venom inside of me now. I don't want to forgive. I want to try to say I'm healed without forgiving. God showed me certain things. He said, watch these steps that's going to happen to you. Number one, now you got venom inside you. You're going to become what you complain about. The person that did you wrong, because you did not release them, you're going to become just like them. I had a problem with my dad, and the problem I had with my dad, I started becoming just like him, because the simple fight, the venom and gangrene, is inside my spirit. Number two, God showed me that if you don't forgive, you will give birth to offsprings that operate in unforgiveness. You will set your children up to only have baby showers and no weddings. They will only be able to produce children and not be able to have weddings. Because one thing about being married, as married folk must know, that you're going to say, I'm sorry a lot, and you're going to say, I forgive you a lot. Number three, they will celebrate when bad things happen to the person who did them wrong. Ladies, y'all remember when Tyrone did you wrong in the past, and you got a phone call that he was broke down on the side of the road. Girl, guess who broke down on the side of the road? Tyrone. I told him until he do right by me, God is gonna get him. Now you got venom inside you. You done turned God to your personal hitman. You got so much venom inside of you, you got God wearing all black. You got so much venom inside of you, you ain't even using God to pray for folks. You using God to jump on people now. Because you don't want to release them. You don't want to forgive. So now what you're doing is you turning God to a gangster. Another thing about those who don't want to forgive to heal, you don't own up to forgiveness. You lease it. You tell folks that I forgive you, but you don't own up to it. You leasing it. I'm just saying it just for the day, but after tomorrow comes, I'm not going to forgive you again. There's no way I'm going to own up to forgiveness. I'm just going to lease it for a while. I'm not going to keep it inside of me because I'm just going to lease it. I'm not owning up to forgiveness. I'm just going to lease it out. The venom inside of you, but not forgiveness. It's inside of you now, and God showing you that it's spreading. Another thing that a person do that don't want to forgive is they operate in withholding adjudication. That simply means inside a court term is that I'm going to release you for what you did wrong, but I get to bring it back when you do something else wrong to me. When you have people that don't know how to forgive for real, they will operate in withholding adjudication. Have you met somebody before inside your life that they keep reminding you of old stuff that they release you from? But let me tell you something. The crazy part about that is who the Son set free is free indeed. You cannot withhold adjudication on me no more. They operate in double jeopardy. Have you ever seen somebody that release you and recharge you for the same charge they release you from? God said right there, there's a person right there that do not know how to forgive. They do not know how to let go. They operate in double jeopardy, and they also operate in withholding adjudication. They release you. They said it's over. You think it is over. The next thing you do wrong, you say, hey, I'm sorry for that. They say, yeah, we good, but what you did last week also, I got to bring it back inside the courtroom. You're saying to yourself, you're saying, wait a minute, I thought we was good. You said, they said, no. That was called withholding adjudication. Anytime when somebody withhold adjudication inside your life, they have not forgiven you. They have not let you go. They leased it out to you. God showed me something else, that the spirit now has gangrene. You operate in the mannequin spirit now. The mannequin spirit is one of the most deadly spirits to have when you deal with unforgiveness, because now you want to be healed by God, but now you operate in a mannequin spirit. The mannequin spirit is when you go to a store, you walk by and you see a mannequin. The mannequin is dressed up. The mannequin has on clothes. Mannequin look good. The mannequin job at the department store is to get your attention to come inside the store. The mannequin is a display of what's inside the store. Instantly, when you see what the mannequin have on, you walk inside the store and say, y'all have that top that was on that mannequin. And they show you the top. What about the bottoms? They show you the bottoms. God showed me that one thing about the mannequin spirit is the mannequin don't have a heart. It don't have a spirit. The mannequin don't even care. The mannequin can't even love. All the mannequin can do is look the part. And there's people inside your life right now that don't know how to forgive, but they look like I know how to forgive, but there's nothing inside of them that has feeling. There's nothing inside of them that has love. They have the mannequin spirit all over them. They don't even care about your family. If you talk to that mannequin right now and say, hey, I lost my daddy, the mannequin will do this right here. Don't even care, don't even have feelings about what's going on inside your life. If you tell that mannequin, can you pray for me? The mannequin still just sits still. There's nothing inside the mannequin that has feelings. They don't care. All they care about is the way they look. And people come inside the store, it's on that mannequin. God is saying right now that a lot of people that don't have forgiveness, they're going to use the cross to double cross you. They're going to make you think that they got it all together, but there's nothing inside of them that can speak for God. God Lord saying right now, I got people that's using my cross to double cross you. But the only way that you can beat somebody down that use a cross to double cross you is to stay CrossFit. One thing about staying CrossFit, it's a different kind of workout. I'm going to work out in a different way to stay CrossFit because I'm understanding now that there's mannequin folk out here inside my life. Come on, y'all, give God some praise for that one. I'm tired of people walking around looking good. They looking apart. They look good. House look good, the whole nine. But they operating in unforgiveness. Another thing now, it was inside of me that it was spreading. I got gangrene all over my spirit. My kids was getting it. Different family members was getting it. Now God was showing me that now conversation breeds consequences. This is a sign of mental abuse. That now when you're dealing with unforgiveness, a person cannot talk to you without you giving them consequences. You operating that people can only say what you want to hear and not what you need to hear. There's a term that's called gaslighting. Gaslighting is one of the most highly mental abuse there is, especially in the African American culture. Gaslighting is basically that if I tell you that you've done me wrong, your job is going to minimize it. Your job is not going to make it seem as big. So I'm going to grab the pain that I gave you and take it right back with me. Because being you don't know how to forgive, you now operate in a mental abuse. You're abusing me mentally. Another thing that I found out about not being healed for real is you use cosmetic and material devices to make it think you got it all together. You ever seen somebody before that when you talk to them, the first thing they tell you is what they brought? They went out of town, what they have, what they done. But the word of God said, let your light shine before men so they may see your good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. The thing of it is that now I don't know how to forgive, so I have to try to dress like and act like I know how to forgive. Another thing they would do, they would put the gossip up and put the gospel down. Their job is to gossip all day long, but tell God you got the gospel that's staying down. You ever seen somebody that operated unforgiveness? They try to convince you to not like the person who did them wrong. They try to tell you, don't talk to him no more because I don't like them no more. But hey, listen, that's your problem, not my problem. Your problem is you don't know how to forgive. My problem is I do. But what they try to do is try to convince you not to like people who they don't like. The only thing that would be permanent in your life.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.